This is Solomon when he's dedicating this beautiful temple that he built. And, you know, there are a lot of people that build these beautiful temples, and they're very concerned about how it looks on the outside. I went to several, when I first became pastor about 8 years ago, I went to a pastor's meeting in a church, and the guy was you know, and I don't mean this negatively, but they had just built an addition on the lobby that cost over $1 million for the lobby. And yeah, it was beautiful, but that's not what makes the temple magnificent. And in the old days, you adorned the outside. But I'm just going to read this verse as he prays and as he dedicates the temple. He says, "This must be a magnificent temple because our God is greater than all the other gods. And this must be a magnificent temple." And what makes it magnificent is not how much money we spend on the outside. And we're not interested in a $1 million lobby. But we're interested in God making $1 million people. And we want to see people that can come here like Sean came with his family, seeking for something. They didn't know exactly what it was, but for some reason they were seeking it in God. And after several months, Sean came to Winter Retreat, and one of the men in our body, one of the men who's sitting in this room right now, led him to Christ at that Winter Retreat. And he had seen the reality of Christ. And he came back, and God was working in his life. And I remember having a conversation with Jessica out in the lobby one day, and she, you know, she's feeling the pressure because everybody loves her. Everybody, you know, and she goes, I'm just not ready yet. And I said, well, you know, good. And she said, well, I said, because your commitment to God is between you and God, and it's not about what other people want or what you think you should do. It's about you and God. And that's why we don't put pressure on people for stuff like that. Don't worry about it. You're not being pressured. And she said, thank you. And it was several months later that we baptized her in here. And she came, but she gave her heart to Christ because she had an experience with Christ. And I believe it was in her home. And I'm not going to go over the details because I might get them wrong at my age. But she had an experience with God herself. And she made a commitment to God herself. And now we look at her children, and they're growing up, and Laura goes to school in there, and her teacher says Patrick is, you know, she says, what is the deal with that kid? He writes these scriptures out and gives them to people, and Jonah is seeking after God, and he's learning, he's growing, and you just look at it and you just say, man, look what God did, He gave them the family that they were searching for. That's what makes this temple magnificent. It's the people in it. And when we come to worship, we have to realize that when we come in here, we're grateful for a clean, safe, updated place that we don't have to worry about the insurance cancels like they were threatening years ago. But it's the people that make it magnificent. It's the people that make the church, and we can't let the focus off of the miraculous power of God to transform our hearts. It can't be about anything else. And when we come in here, we have to be grateful because there is nothing else in the world that compares to having magnificently changed by the power of God people surrounding you, worshiping God. So let's stand together. And let me pray, and we're going to worship God again. Father, we are so grateful to come right now and just let go of all of the worries of life and look up and just be in awe of you. And to just think about how you have changed our lives and how you have brought us together in your family, surrounded by people who understand your goodness, your mercy, your forgiveness, your grace, and the power that you have to make our lives whole. And we thank you, Lord, and we are here right now to bow our hearts and raise our voices. And we want to honor and glorify you in everything that happens in our lives and everything that happens in this building. And all of the church said, amen. Amen.